Well, a snowy good evening to you all. So I don't forget it at the end, the sun's gone down, it's going to be icy out there when you leave, so be very careful when you go back to your car. Help each other out, okay? That's what we're here together for. Today, as I mentioned in the outset, Pope Francis declared several years ago that always the third Sunday of Ordinary Time would be Word of God Sunday. And the readings that we have today couldn't be more perfect. You know, we have in Luke's gospel, Luke is telling Theophilus why he wrote the gospel. That's kind of good to know, right? And in our first reading and in the gospel reading, we have the assembly gathered in church to have the word of God proclaimed and to reflect upon it. They were doing exactly what we're doing right now, right? And so we see that there's a long history of our relationship with the word of God, and these readings give testimony to that. Pope Francis has declared the motto for this year from Psalms, I hope in your word. I hope in your word. And so he connects, of course, this Sunday, as we'll see throughout the year, with that theme of hope that is a part of this holy year. He said, Christ's word liberates us from past and present burdens and helps us mature in truth and charity, giving us new life and hope. In other words, the scriptures are going to be an essential tool if we are to achieve that hope we seek in this year ahead. The scriptures will be something we are going to need to develop a relationship with, even greater than whatever kind of relationship you have with the scriptures right now. The Pope prayed that we may return with joy to the source of our faith, which is born of listening to Jesus, the living Word of God. So, the Word of God is before us. A Christmas is behind us, right? A new year is ahead of us, and we're making our headways, lots of uncertainty about where this year is going to lead us for lots of reasons, right? And we're wondering, well, where can I find something as a kind of roadmap for the year ahead? And the question, of course, before us would be, could Scripture be that for you? We have to ask, though, you know, it was written 2,000 years ago in a different time, in a different culture, a different world. Is there anything there then that's going to be meaningful in our lives in these days? And the church would give you a firm yes, indeed. And history would tell you that as well. Wisdom from God and from our ancestors in faith, a tradition which has been guiding people for thousands of years. Now, our life circumstances may differ from theirs, but it's the same choice to love, to look beyond our self-interests, to care for ourselves and for others and for creation, the same dreams for our family, the same concerns for the world in which our children will grow, the same desire for peace and for respect for all human life, no matter age, creed, nor color of skin. Our first reading, we find the people gathered and listening to the word of God, which reminds us of the first words of the Shema, the Jewish prayer, that first commandment, if you will, Hear, O Israel. And there we're reminded that the Word of God, the Scriptures, were meant to be heard more so than being read, at least in their original form. For many, many years, they were passed on in oral form before they were ever written down. And so what we are doing now, proclaiming the Word in Scripture, proclaiming the Word in liturgy, which is really the only place that we listen to the Word of God. It should have a great impact in our lives. The story of our first reading says that the Word was proclaimed, and this was then followed by instruction, applying it to their lives, and prayer. Today, we too hear the Word of God, followed by a sermon in which the preacher applies it to his own life and, as by his best guess, tries to help everyone experience how the Word of God may touch their lives as well. But each person has the responsibility to center it in their own life and time. And so that's why, in part, we take a moment of silence following the homily, following the proclamation of the gospel, for us to begin that process and to remind us how important it is that we don't just hear it and forget it and wait till next week to hear another word again. We need to live with this word, to live especially with this gospel throughout the week. With this, then, comes the promised joy that the scriptures bring to us. As our response psalm said, "Your words, Lord, are spirit and life." And I hope you experience that. And if not, let's make it our goal to experience that during the time of the liturgy of the word, and in fact, throughout our lives, that the word of God may be important to us. A couple of examples we see in the gospel reading and in our second reading. In our second reading, Paul uses the image of a body to speak about the need for unity and diversity. An appreciation of the other is necessary and in our response to God, in keeping with who we are by creation's design. We are one body. The Word of God constantly challenges us to the work of unity, shedding all prejudice. He said, "As a body is one, though it has many parts, all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also in Christ." Jesus in our gospel quotes Isaiah the prophet. Now, we might not understand what would have been very clear to his audience at the time he read this, that the passage from Isaiah would be a job description for the anticipated Messiah who was coming, and, as we know, would become the focus of Jesus's ministry, his public ministry. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Not only is this the focus of his ministry, but we who are to carry on his ministry, this is a great reflection upon what should be the focus of our response to God's word as well. And there is a clear connection here to the Jubilee year that we are celebrating today. The connection is that this is a year for work of liberating, healing, and proclaiming the good news and our hope, which is intrinsically connected to these activities. In the Sermon on the Mount, which is scripture, Jesus begins and ends with encouragement to listen to him, which is the same words that his Father proclaimed, in fact, the only words the Father addressed to us, which he did from the Mount of the Transfiguration. In the Beatitudes, he promises blessings of peace and joy. And at the end of the sermon, he illustrates the difference between the foolish and the wise, comparing the building of a house on sand or on firm foundation. Listening and acting on his words leads to security. Failing to do so is disastrous. So this is Word of God Sunday. It's a celebration of the opportunity and the desirability to draw closer to the Word, Jesus, through the Word of God, Scripture, establishing then that firm foundation for our faith. Now, we all have a different relationship with the Scriptures. And no matter our starting point, let's decide today to delve more deeply into the Scriptures throughout the year ahead, opening this gift by reading it, by studying it, by praying it, by meditating on it, and rejoicing and giving thanks to God for this great gift to the church. Each time we pore over Scriptures, we are invited into a dialogue with God, an opportunity to have a sit-down conversation that gives us life, direction, and the assurance of his love.